Hello everyone, this is Dylan Hardcastle with my podcast for WRD 112. My chosen topic is a bit off the wall, but I believe it is a bit more interesting than it sounds. I have chosen to explore the idea that public and private school education has an impact on if and what type of conspiracy theories you believe in. My goal is to determine if people believe in specific conspiracy theories, and if so, which ones in particular. The purpose of this topic is to identify any similarities between the modes of thought of people who have less exposure to larger groups in the education system. For example, my hypothesis is that people who attend private schools will believe more of the same ideas as the friends who also attended private schools. This may seem obvious, but I would argue that people who attend public schools are introduced to more diverse ideas and thus may not share the same ideas as all of their peers. Speaking more empirically, NPR released a news article discussing the link between lower education levels and the belief in conspiracy theories. This article was based on actual scientific examination and papers, which found that you are more likely to believe in conspiracy theories in general if you have a lower education level. Because people who attend private schools generally have higher education rates than people who attend public schools, it is not incorrect to draw the line that people who attend public schools are more likely to believe in conspiracy theories than their private school counterparts. I'm not saying that there are no outliers, and I'm not saying that there is a direct causation, but I do believe it is an idea that should be discussed. It is important to note that not all conspiracy theories are the same. Some are completely innocuous and do not have any real impact on the world.
And another one that I see is pretty like realistic was is the one about the mattress stores being like a form of money laundering.
And which one's that? Could you explain that a little bit?
It's the store mattress firm. There's just a lot of stores across the country. Like, it's a very prevalent chain store, I guess. And it's just kind of, you have to ask yourself, like, why almost? Like, is there really that need? Is there really that much of a need in the market for, like, mattresses, for there to be a store, like, 1 mile away from the next one, and then, like 2 miles away from the next one? Like, there's so many. That it kind of raises questions of, like, why?
Yes, if mattress firm was laundering money, it is illegal, but the implication of people believing it is will not cause violence and destruction. Now, on the other hand, there are some conspiracy theories that can have that very real and very harmful consequence. For example, in 2016, a conspiracy theory was spreading like wildfire among some underground circles that top-level Democratic Party officials, as well as many celebrities, were facilitating the kidnapping and supposed cannibalism of children. Their claim was that the actions were happening in the basement of a pizza place in Washington, D.C. It sounds like an absurd idea to practically everyone, except for a small few at the time. One of the people that adamantly believed this conspiracy theory drove to Washington, D.C. with his AR-15 in hand to liberate the trapped children. He entered the premises and fired his gun multiple times into a closet, believing it to be the basement where the children were kept. He was promptly arrested and later admitted that he was wrong, but the belief in this conspiracy theory led him to commit this crime. The violent conspiracy theory belief was the beginning of something that would become much bigger in scope and belief in the upcoming years. Pizzagate, as it was called, led to the creation and spread of something called QAnon. Most people are familiar with QAnon, but I'll provide a short synopsis for anyone who is unaware. QAnon is loosely based on Pizzagate, but it basically says that a Satan-worshipping group of pedophiles is running a global sex trafficking ring while simultaneously plotting against President Donald Trump. The belief is that President Trump is trying to fight this group, led by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and that he will expose all high-ranking Democratic operatives for being involved in this ring. This sounds completely absurd to most people, except it has led to many attempted acts of violence. Just recently, after the election on November the 4th, a man drove to a ballot counting center in Philadelphia in an attempt to stop the vote. He said that the ballots were manipulated by those Democrats in the pedophile sex ring in order to take down Donald Trump. Had he not been stopped by the FBI, he had planned to enter the facility with a gun and wreak havoc. It is safe to assume that the dissemination of ideas such as these can be dangerous. Certain conspiracy theories can cause harm, while others are simply harmless ideas that the majority of people can poke fun at. This is why it is disturbing to me, and I believe many other people, that there have recently been two women who are vocal proponents of QAnon elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. It shows the danger that certain conspiracy theories can bring with them, and it is scary to see that even one person who agrees with this despicable idea can hold a seat in the United States government. yes, these are specific instances of specific conspiracy theories, but I believe there is a larger, more general idea to be discussed. I would say that this is the micro-level situation of a macro-level issue. The issue is that people who are exposed to smaller groups of people and cannot learn from diverse groups can grow up to have very scary ideas. My hypothesis was that this is the case in private schools. I believe that this is an ever-increasing problem in our society today with the prevalence of technology in everyday life. These ideas can transfer into conspiracy theories, and conspiracy theories can have consequences. These people that I have discussed and many others are examples of people who live in their own echo chambers and only hear what they want to hear. This sort of behavior can and has led to violence in the United States and abroad, as I have shown. I think this shows that the best ideas are those that can withstand arguments and points from the opposing side, and I believe that being exposed to other people is the best way to form complex and intricate ideas about our society. The role of interaction and discussion with people whom we disagree with is decreasing every day. This can only serve to harm our society, and it allows people with horrifying ideas to go unchecked by others. This can only lead to more people believing in things like QAnon, which is detrimental to the progress of our country. It is important that we challenge each other's ideas and have our own ideas challenged. Thank you for listening, and have a nice day.